We are living in the most dangerous time since World War II as an axis of evil is forming against us.
Nuclear nations, China, Russia, and Iran are preparing for war against America.
This is Bob Boyd.
And Jerry Boyd.
This is Issues in Education. Jesus said in the end times, there will be wars and rumors of wars. Nations will rise up against nations.
But unlike any other time in history, there are so many nuclear weapons in so many nations that mankind could destroy the whole world. The axis of evil is China, Russia, and Iran, who are gaining support from other nations like France, Egypt, Saudi Arabia, and the United Arab Emirates.
Those countries see America as weak, so weak that they're joining what they see as the winning side. That is the axis of evil. America's military is only as strong as its commander-in-chief and his top generals like General Milley, who fled from the Taliban in Afghanistan, leaving behind $85 billion worth of the most sophisticated materials, weapons, aircraft, unbelievable weaponry given to the Taliban, including the entire air base.
Mark Levin is host of The Mark Levin Show, as well as Life, Liberty, and Levin on Fox News.
Mark Levin says that now countries like Brazil in our own hemisphere are also siding with the axis of evil.
Mark Levin enumerates the reasons that the Roman Empire fell and how it does resemble what our nation is going through right now.
Brazil now is with China. That's in our own hemisphere. Let me read you a list. Invasion of foreigners, severe economic troubles, division of the empire, empire stretched too thin, government corruption and political instability, loss of traditional values, weakening of the legions, the military. That is what combined to destroy the Roman Empire. The Roman Empire lasts 1,000 years. We're not even close to 1,000 years. Every one of those 7 or 8 issues is something we are confronting today.
As Mark Levin said, the list of conditions that ended the Roman Empire are now present in our nation. That includes the invasion of foreigners through our open southern border with greater than 5.5 million illegals coming in since Biden took office. The national debt is over $31 trillion. This nation is bankrupt. The weakening of traditional values, that means the loss of biblical values by the elimination of biblical values in our schools, our government, and our society.
Our elections have become like a banana republic, with votes counted days after the election deadline, ballot harvesting, these machines that misplace votes, and open cheating and counting ballots.
People have lost confidence in our electoral system. Mark Levin says we have a Marxist revolution going on within our nation, while the axis of evil is coming against us internationally.
We have something going on in this country that we've never had before. We have a Marxist revolution that is destroying us from within while the enemy gathers abroad. And there is an axis of powers against us right now. It's China, Russia, Iran, and North Korea. This is no joke. China hasn't built the biggest navy on the face of the earth, military islands in the South China Sea, over 27 bases of different kinds in our hemisphere, killer satellites, nuclear missiles. You think they're building all that to defeat Taiwan? They're building all that to defeat us. They're not going to be satisfied with Taiwan. We need to prepare for war against China. I don't mean go to war. I don't mean initiate a war. But they are preparing for war. We are completely unprepared economically and immigration-wise and securing our border. I want to say it again. We must prepare for war against China. They want war. They've only communicated it 10,000 different ways, whether it's violating our airspace, threatening our ships, threatening our country, threatening our people. What else can they do short of attacking? They're not going to be satisfied with Taiwan. We've never been so weak. This is no joke when you have the French. Here's France, where we sent GIs to Europe to liberate France. And many of them died. And look what this, the president of France, goes over to China, stabs us in the back, says he will not support us. He's provoking the Chinese to act. Joe Biden, he's dragging this country into depression. He's dragging this country into war. We're not acting like a confident, strong country. We, the people, deserve a better leader than this and a better government than this.
Mark Levin has been saying we deserve a better leader than the Biden administration. Well, of course we do. But it's also been said that we get the government we deserve. Elections have consequences. Greg Laurie of Harvest Christian Fellowship in California shows how God is revealing the master plan of the ages of what's coming in the future.
Revelation 9:16 mentions a great army of mounted troops of over 200 million troops.
We were first introduced to this last day superpower called the Kings of the East in Revelation 9:16, which says the number of the army of the horsemen was 200 million. Question, what nation on earth could field an army of 200 million? There's only one answer, and that's China. I'm not saying that China is the kings of the East, but they're the only nation that could field an army of 200 million people. Understand, when John wrote this on the island of Patmos, 2,000 years ago, there were not 200 million people on the face of the whole earth. And yet he's speaking specifically about an army of 200 million. The population of China is 1.98 billion, and the population of America is around 318 million. China announced in 1997 they could raise an army of 352 million soldiers. So they could put 200 million on the battlefield and have 152 soldiers left to defend China. We'll see. Well, maybe we won't see. I don't expect to be here. If I'm seeing it, I'm seeing it from heaven along with you. Where is the undisputed superpower, the United States of America? How could a nation of our stature and size not even be mentioned in the prophetic scheme? Number one, the United States may not be mentioned because our country is decimated by a nuclear attack. We know that there are rogue nations like Iran and North Korea who have threatened to use those nuclear weapons. There's somewhere around 1,700 to 27,000 nuclear weapons. No one really knows. Clearly, there is enough firepower to blow our planet up multiple times. Is it possible one of these weapons is launched against the United States? I hope not, but if it was, that would explain our absence from the last day's scenario. Another possibility, this is far more likely, America simply declines as a world power. We know historically nations rise and fall. Every nation has a beginning, middle, and end. The glory of Greece was eclipsed after 268 years. Mighty Rome ruled for 9 centuries. And the United States, well, we could be getting closer to the end than we may think. So we might just decline as a world power. Here's a third option, and I have to say this is my favorite choice. America may not be mentioned in Scripture because suddenly millions of Americans were raptured and millions of Americans suddenly were caught up to heaven. Certainly that would affect our country. Think about it. People in the military, people in the economy, people in commerce, just suddenly taken, suddenly removed. That would certainly cause a country to collapse. Listen, America has spiritual roots. The only other nation in the world that we are like is the nation of Israel that was established by God. I believe God wanted America to exist.
Yes, he's right. God did want America to exist, and God was essential in the founding of this nation. But also, like Israel, God can chasten those he loves.
But like ancient Israel, God will punish this nation for turning away from him as he did ancient Israel.
Pastor John Hagee, senior pastor of Cornerstone Church in San Antonio, Texas, is the author of Earth's Last Empire, The Final Game of Thrones. Pastor John Hagee says history is repeating itself.
World War III has begun. History does repeat itself. It has been said those who do not remember the mistakes of the past are doomed to repeat them in the future. In World War II, England had a weak leader named Neville Chamberlain, whose policy was appeasement toward Hitler, who was a living devil. Hitler invited Chamberlain for a little peace chat. Chamberlain went back to England waving a piece of paper saying, "We have peace in our times." What a joke. Hitler used that to build his military and then invade France that he destroyed in 6 weeks. Today, America has a weak and indecisive leader in President Biden. And Vladimir Putin sees him as weak and pathetic. When Putin sees President Biden, he sees Neville Chamberlain.
Just like Britain's weak and indecisive leader, Neville Chamberlain, America has a weak and vacillating President Joe Biden.
Joe Biden seems to be AWOL, absent from leadership, while the Axis of Evil is preparing for war.
The Axis of Evil includes China, Russia, and Iran. Iran may already have a nuclear weapon, and they have the means to deliver it to destroy Israel.
What has Israel ever done to Iran?
This is a spiritual war, and the enemy, Satan, motivates Iran to risk their own survival to wipe Israel off the map.
And that's why we need to pray. Pray for our leaders and pray about all of this.
Right. These are nuts with nukes.
Or kooks with nukes.
Today we have the evil axes of Russia, China, and Iran. Iran wants to destroy Israel. And don't you ever forget it, they will use that weapon to attack America. Iran is led by radical Islamics who believe that they get to heaven by killing Christians like you and me and Jewish people who live in Israel. What unites them all? The spirit of anti-Semitism. The hatred for God's chosen people. God says to Russia in Ezekiel 38:7, you will lead these five vicious anti-Semitic armies to crush the chosen people, and my fury is going to come up in my face. Let me tell you something. The only thing that matches the love of God is the wrath of God. Don't get the idea that a loving God does not punish people who break his word. God says, when I see you invade this covenant land, now the fight is with me, because I am the defender of Israel, and the fight is then mine. God's reaction to the Gog Magog war in Psalms 2. Why do the heathen rage and imagine a vain thing? That the kings of the earth take counsel against the Lord, that's God, and his anointed one, that would be Jesus Christ, saying, let us break their bonds. Let us break the Ten Commandments. Let us throw the Word of God out of public schools. Let us destroy the morality of the nation. Let us make it impossible for a child to be born without living in the threat of murder in the womb of the mother. Let us bring back the occult and throw God out of every system of government. We live in that very dispensation of time. And then the God of heaven does this. He said, I'm laughing you to scorn. We call it in Texas a horse laugh. Ha, 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 you simple-minded morons. I'm going to smash you like a potter with a rod of iron smashes a potter's vessel. When you hit clay with a rod of iron, it will splatter and go in a dozen pieces. Whenever God crushes this army, it will be a testimonial to his might and to his majesty. In the chaos and the confusion of a massive earthquake, with dust and debris so thick it hides the sun, with five armies speaking five languages, they're going to turn their weapons on each other. But then comes God's signature. He said, I just want to do something so people will know I did it. In the Old Testament, sinners were stoned to death. So God says, I am going to send hailstones from heaven. Ezekiel 38:22. I will rain down on the enemies of Israel, great hailstones, fire, and brimstone. Oh, Pastor, that's Old Testament stuff. God doesn't do that today. Wrong. Wrong. He's demonstrating his awesome power right in front of our eyes, and we're just not watching it. God himself stoned the armies of the five kings that fought against Joshua and Israel. Five out of six who come with Russia are going to die at the hand of God. God says that the world may know that I am God, and my people, the Jewish people, will know that I am still their defender. They are still the covenant people.
Pastor John Hagee, author of Earth's Last Empire, says when this axis of evil comes against Israel, God will destroy it. Just as ancient Israel was punished by God for its turning away from Him in disobedience, so God will punish other nations such as America for our apostasy in our turning away from Him.
God's prophets in the Old Testament asked what God was going to do to Israel, and the Lord said that He was raising up the Babylonians to take Israel captive. So is God raising up China to take America captive?
That's an excellent question. Amir Sarfati is a Messianic Jew born in Jerusalem. He's a Bible teacher and Middle East commentator known for his prophetic insights into world events. Amir Sarfati is the author of Revealing Revelation, How God's Plan for the Future Can Change Your Life Now.
The children of Israel needed to be punished. So God says, look, I will allow Babylon to come and make that land desolate. So we see that God is using world empires. The prophet Daniel was given the most comprehensive picture of the future empires and their role in God's plan. Past empires have gone through 7 stages. Are you ready? We had the Persian, Greek, Roman, the Ottoman Empire. There was the British Empire, Soviet Empire. And we also know that over the last 30 years, there was only one superpower in this world. Can you name that country? America. The United States of America was the sole superpower of the last 30 years. What experience and history teach us is this, that people and governments never have learned anything from history or acted on principles deduced from it. The growth of wealth and comfort clearly can undermine the value of character, such as self-sacrifice and discipline, that led to a given empire's creation. Then the empire grows weaker and more vulnerable to destruction by forces arising inside or outside of it. Not surprisingly, God in the Bible warned the ancient Israelites against departing from worshiping Him once they became materially satisfied after entering the Promised Land. He warned them. So there are several indications for a decline of an empire. This may explain to you what is happening before your very eyes. The first one, increased sexual immorality. That happened in the Greek Empire, in the Roman Empire. Regarding increased sexual immorality, we see that even the White House became colorful not long ago. Half of U.S. Christians even say that casual sex between consenting adults is sometimes or always acceptable. I mean, less and less and less people see the need to even get married. U.S. national debt expected to approach $89 trillion by 2029. This is the point, the tipping point, where a nation is on a free fall. From 2016 to 2020, there was an accident that happened. It's called Donald J. Trump. Not a political rally here. I'm not a Republican. Although, as an Israeli, I could easily vote. Anyone can vote here. But you can clearly see that the 45th president, he got it all right, and he exposed the lie. America's status in the eyes of the world is no longer as a superpower. Is the fall of America from a superpower status predicted in the Bible? Directly, it's not. Indirectly, absolutely. You need to understand in Ezekiel 38, this is the description of a coalition that is coming from the north to attack Israel, led by Russia, with Iran, with Turkey, with Sudan and Libya. First of all, America is not mentioned, but we know one thing. You read Ezekiel and you don't find any nation that is coming to help Israel, because America is no longer there to help Israel. Make no mistake, even Israel will not help Israel. Not a single verse talks about the greatness of the Israeli military or the greatness of the Israeli commanders or the Israeli government. Trust me, we have a government of change. Clowns. We are also being perceived weak. However, unlike you, we are mentioned in the Bible. Daniel gives us a clue. And this is why we looked earlier and we saw there was the old ancient Roman Empire and there's going to be the revived Roman Empire. But it has to be that area. Daniel speaks as if it's from the exact same place. And for an empire in Western Europe to produce the Antichrist, there has to be a decline of an empire that is right now the superpower in this world. Bible prophecy has nothing to say about nations as to one another. You won't find a verse, and America signed peace with Mexico, and Canada is crazy voting for Trudeau once again, and Australia is completely out of their mind. You don't, it's not there. And if he mentions all those empires, it's only in regards to Israel. Exactly. Bible prophecy has nothing to say about nations and such their relation to one another, but only in their relation to Israel, the people, and the land. And may I even add, the key to all prophecy is the Jew. If the Jewish nation had not forsaken God, there would have been no times of the Gentiles. The times of the Gentiles began when God transferred earthly rule from the kings of Israel to Gentile king Nebuchadnezzar. They will continue until Israel again become the head of all nations, which will be when? In the millennial kingdom. You got that one right. Every nation during the millennial kingdom will have to go to Jerusalem every year to worship the King of Kings in Jerusalem. Every nation. Air Messiah, Messiah Airlines, Yeshua Airways. You don't listen. It's not that they will, they must. We cannot forget our mission away from home. And we are away from, where is our home? We're now away from home on a mission. The Bible says our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also eagerly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our what? Look at yourself now and say, lowly body. He will transform our lowly body. Look, you may be future governors. We will govern with him, remember? We'll rule with him. Future governors. You don't even have to pay for any campaign. But watch this. Listen. But the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5, now then we are what? You're already an ambassador. And I will conclude with this, folks. You're all Americans. The empire is declining. But I want to remind you, we belong to a different kingdom. Listen to this. Therefore, in Hebrews 12, since we are receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let not your heart be troubled, Jesus said. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. Where is Jesus now? What is he doing right now? And then, what's the point of preparing a place for us and nobody is going to be there? I don't understand those post-trailers. You go up, you see your mansion, boom, you go down again. He worked on it for 2,000 years and we just walked. Look, if I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. He basically said, you are going to change address.
Amir Sarfati says that America will not be a nation that will help Israel in the end times. Biblical prophecy doesn't mention America in end times. This nation, the United States of America, is not permanent, but temporal.
That's right. In Christ, we will live forever. And this world is not our home. We are just sojourners passing through.
That's right. And as we get older, these mortal bodies are wearing out. We become more interested in what our new bodies are going to be like.
Isn't that the truth? That's why scriptures like 1 John 3:2 are so meaningful, that says, we know that when Jesus appears, we will be like him, for we will see him as he is. What a hope.
We will be like him. When doubting Thomas saw the resurrected Jesus Christ suddenly appear, standing with them in a room, even though the doors were locked, Jesus said to Thomas, come here, put your finger here, see my hands, put your hand into my side. And Thomas touched the resurrected body of Jesus Christ, and it was real. Jesus wasn't a ghost, but he was real, flesh and bone. That's the kind of body that we will have, not disembodied spirits, but we're going to have real bodies. of flesh and bone.
It's really thrilling to think about, and we have a special report to elaborate on this. It's our latest newsletter on the millennium, and it is yours free. Just call us. You've got to get this. It's such an encouragement. The whole newsletter is absolutely great. It'll just give you the right spiritual attitude.
Yeah, that's right. It's inspiring because it's amazing powers and capabilities that we'll have in our new bodies. This newsletter will inspire you. As these bodies near their end, we need that hope. We need to see what's on the other side. So just ask for this free newsletter.
We will have incredible powers and capabilities to serve our Lord on this renewed earth.
That's right.
If you would like a CD copy of today's program, please ask for number 1832, Axis of Evil, Part 1. That's number 1832, Axis of Evil, Part 1. The CD also includes next week's program, Part 2. And you can order a CD copy of this program from our website. Our website is issuesineducation.org. That's issuesineducation.org. And do give us a call at 928-776-0000. That's 928-776-0000. From Acts 4, verses 10 and 12. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Jesus Christ of Nazareth. For Issues in Education, this has been Bob and Jerry Boyd.